Native American.
Church Fox.
It was a morning like any other until she entered the coffee house.
Excuse me, I'd like a large coffee. Excuse me. Excuse me.
She wanted a simple cup of Joe. Instead, she met Joe, the barista from the bowels of hell.
Okay, small double espresso half-calf mocha latte with soy.
No!
Coffee House, slow roasted terror that will leave you shaking, but not from caffeine.
Please, I just want a cup of regular coffee.
Joey, we got the big... Got the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight on baseball.
Yeah, a lot at stake. The series continues. And not the series, but we're still in the LCS.
Yeah.
All right.
Working our way up to the World
to
Series.
To the World, yeah, the whole big kuna.
We'll find out all of this will be over by the weekend, and then the World Series starts a week from Wednesday.
It's just a game, folks, but we care a lot.
So... What? Oh, by the way, we did not have a winner again in our Duncan and Son predictor.
Damn!
I don't know what it is. I know for a while there, participation was a little off because people were just... they were staying off social media, and that was mostly during the Kavanaugh hearing. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a note about Ancestry. Hang on one second. Got hubby the Ancestry.com thingy for Christmas last year because he had always been told that his paternal grandmother was half Cherokee. He and Liz Warren are about the same percentage. He's a European mutt like me. They run the kits on sale before Christmas. I paid $69. Got to do it. I got to do this. Mm-hmm. I want to find out that part of it, and then I'd like to find the one that goes through the public records. Is that Ancestry.com?
Yes, that's Ancestry.
One's a DNA-driven thing, and the other is more like...
They have Ancestry DNA.
Records.
Yeah. That's you probably want to do Ancestry, then.
Because I want to find out who I am.
You sure is ugly.
I didn't say how I looked. I said who I am. That's all. It is 4 minutes after 5 o'clock. Have you ever used Airbnb?
No.
It's been an incredible success. It's basically people renting their apartments in other cities to people who are traveling to those cities so they don't have to pay outrageous hotel rates. But I would not be comfortable unless I knew the person that owned the place renting their room. The list of stuff here from the sleepjudge.com. 1 in 8 people say they have found sheets that needed to be changed.
Oh my.
6%.
What, did somebody crap the bed?
Well, let's just say.
Don't want to poo in your sheets.
There's no sheet. You don't want to do that. Other things that guests, 1 in 3 hotel guests and 24% of Airbnb guests say they have found bugs, stray hairs. I'm sorry, I just better stick with the hotel. Because if you find something like that, I need another room, or I want this cleaned up.
A stray hair, really? That'll make you want another room?
If it's like on the pillow or the sheets.
So what?
What if they have lice?
Well, then that's a whole other thing.
You know how many people went on a nice vacation and came back with lice? It's kind of like, in a way, it's kind of like Uber. Although I suppose I would trust them a little bit more. Mumnut was our Uber guy for a while. He was good. 506, let's see how the drivers are behaving in general on the roads, down to the traffic dungeon, then back with Brad to talk about kind of a day in the market.
Hey,
everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. South Boulevard and Troy Highway. Looks like we got an accident there. Got things backed up on the boulevard just a little bit. Not too bad, but it is enough to get your attention. Also seeing some stacked up traffic up around I-85 in the southbound lanes of the Eastern Boulevard. Downtown is kind of crowded out on Madison. Both interstate systems are a speed limit ride, and the 31s are looking pretty good. Want a custom deck? Get a free estimate from Prestige Home Improvements. They also do painting, privacy fencing, and improvements. 398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has placed a moratorium on early paroles following concerns that the state parole board had freed violent offenders. Ivey announced the action in a press conference today with Attorney General Steve Marshall. A teenager has been identified as the victim of Montgomery's latest homicide. Police say 17-year-old Jadavian Smith was shot and killed near the intersection of South Holt Street and West Jeff Davis Avenue Saturday night. He was pronounced dead at the scene. No arrests have been made. A man convicted of killing four children by throwing them from an Alabama bridge has had his death sentence reduced to life imprisonment after tests showed he had an IQ of 51. A judge granted a request from prosecutors and defense lawyers to change Lam Lung's sentence to life imprisonment without parole. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some weather changes on the way as a frontal system moves into the state. That gives us a slight chance of showers in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 69. Tomorrow, scattered showers possible from time to time. A sun and cloud mix. I think there'll be more clouds than sun. And a high temperature probably in the middle 80s again tomorrow. Not as warm Wednesday with a high around 77. Slight chance of showers Wednesday. Then a nice day Thursday with sunshine and a high temperature in the upper 70s and lower humidity. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's scarier than three men and a lady on the radio? The Three Men and a Lady Halloween Special. You'll howl with delight as Rich meets the ghost of Medusa.
Not a good-looking woman.
You'll laugh yourself silly as Jay and a couple of friends go trick-or-treating.
What'd you guys get?
I got a slap.
I got a fever.
I got a rock.
Gasp as Emily goes on a date with Frankenstein.
Mm. Ooh, I want to slap you right now.
And don't miss Emily's greatest Halloween costume. What are you supposed to be?
Whiskey and regret.
and nod knowingly as Greg teaches a lesson in Halloween economics.
Everything is going down these days. I just heard the deer nuts were under a buck.
It's the Three Men and a Lady Halloween special with special guest Bailey the Wonder Dog. Tonight, right after Emily and Friends.
Yay!
I gotta say, doing that little TV segment in the morning with CBS 8 and ABC 32, I met so many people that watched that thing. And we never know. I mean, we always have a topic, for starters, but we end up going in, you know, all these different directions. It's fun. Totally spontaneous. And Catch It, that's around 6:40. Weekday mornings on CBS 8, ABC 32, and simulcast live here, of course. Right now at 5:12, it's time to say hello to Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Hello, sir.
Well, Greg, how you doing, buddy?
Somebody called a few minutes back and wanted to know if you would still consider running for president one day.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm going to tell you. I told Joey off the air. I've had some very, very, you know, I would say powerful, credible people that have called me over the years wanting me to get in politics. And I said, let me think about that. And then about a second later, I said, nah, no thanks. I think I'll keep doing what I'm doing. That world of politics is a vicious, vicious world. And my goodness, I couldn't imagine being the president. That's a vicious, vicious game to play.
Yeah, it ain't getting any prettier or less vicious either.
I know.
But
now, you know, a guy like Trump is well suited for it.
Yes.
You know, this is what he lives for every day.
Yeah, no, this feeds him.
Yeah.
Everything they have pulled out, every dirty trick in the book, to try and hurt the guy, and none of it's worked, and they're getting very frustrated, as you can tell from some of the behavior you see on TV.
Oh, I know. I know it. It's unreal, but you know, when you look at his record and you stand back and you see some of the things that he's accomplished already and the way that this economy has just gone into overdrive, you have to kind of tip your cap and say, wow, I mean, he has really move the needle. A lot of things.
I was just looking at a polling article on CNBC, and it was talking about optimism being so high. And, you know, that's what matters. Can I continue to take care of my family? Do I have to sweat every damn day, you know, and every paycheck, like we did for so many long years under Obama? The average person in America, from the numbers I saw on this thing, say the average person has seen their income increased by 5%. Now, that's what Nancy Pelosi may call crumbs, but to a lot of people, 5% is significant money. The difference between going out to eat once in a while or not, or getting a new TV if they need one. Because if people aren't confident, then they won't use their credit cards either, you know, because they want to be able to pay down the debt they get.
That's right.
And
that's right.
So I don't know what do they exactly have to sell? What does the Democratic Party have to sell this November?
Well, I'll tell you what anger. They have to sell. They manufacture stuff out of thin air. You know, they really do.
Trump's approval is at 51. That's maybe the most miraculous thing I've ever seen in political history.
Yeah, it's really, really quite astounding. And I think that, you know, the momentum is only continuing to build. I think if we can get through the midterms in reasonably good shape, which I think we will, 2019 has the makings to, you know, really be a blockbuster year, and I think that there are so many things that are still left in terms of the agenda that he, you know, promised the American people 2 years ago that he wants to bring forth, and some of those are the infrastructure, you know, and continuous deregulation, cleaning up health care, making tax cuts permanent, you know, and there are still things in that area in the tax world that still need to be addressed. So there's a lot of room to make things even better. And he's doing this all at the same time that he's taking on really, really colossal problems that have been buried under the, you know, bed for 20 years. The China trade issue, trade in general with Europe, the North Korean situation. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, you talk about a juggling act, and he's got a team that's hitting all these things head on, Fast and Furious, and you have to really, like I said, step back and kind of tip your cap, I think. And notwithstanding, his brand and his style is pretty shocking at times. And, you know, I think even he would admit that there are things he wished he hadn't said or tweeted or whatever. But all in all, we're in pretty good shape. And I'll tell you, you know, you would think this year with 2018 would be a better year for the market. But, again, I think the issue has to do with what we've been talking about. I mean, rate normalization, interest rates moving back up, this 10-year bond yield, which really, you know, sort of rattled investors last week. And then the big question mark about this upcoming earnings season, which we just entered into this week, by the way. We've got some big numbers coming out this week. Everyone's going to be, you know, all front and center, dialed in, ready to hear what CEOs have to say, because third quarter is important. I mean, you got you not only the, you know, the report for the third quarter, but we're now started the fourth quarter, the last quarter of this year. Everyone wants to know, you know, how are the tariffs impacting you? Mm-hmm. Giving some guidance in terms of 2019 early guidance. You've got CapEx budgets and things like that that are going to be released. It's a major quarter. I mean, a really big-time quarter. And I think if we can get through this quarter with positive guidance, then I think we can resume the bull market trend that we've been in. But really, the tariff thing and the trade war thing is a big deal. It's a very, very big deal. It's getting quite messy. And I'm just really sort of thankful that we're trading flat on the year and that we haven't had a huge sell-off.
Hey, Brent, I don't know if you saw the story. I just caught it breaking. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen died today at 64.
Yeah, I know it. I saw that right before we went on the air, and pretty unbelievable. You know, you're talking about, obviously, one of the real icons in the early days of tech. Bill Gates, of course, we know what they did, inventing the DOS program, the very first Windows program. Really, really powerful story at Microsoft. You know, that day's going to come for us all.
Yeah, he's also, I think, owns a sports franchise or two, if I'm not mistaken. The Portland basketball team.
Yeah, he does. I think it's isn't it a basketball team or something like that?
I think
that?
It's the Portland Trailblazers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. It says right here, net worth $20.3 billion. Somebody's going to inherit some money. Owner of the Trailblazers and the NFL Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, yeah.
So he's Mr. Pacific Northwest.
That's right.
Anyway, he is dead at the age of 65 this afternoon, and he had been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that didn't cause him to pass. It was complications arising from that, perhaps the treatment or whatever. If you would like to, I say be on the inside, meaning have access to somebody who can answer questions, who can help you start building in baby steps, if necessary, whatever works best for you, but start building a foundation for your financial future. Here's the guy and an incredible team of people that work with him at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management to put together a plan. You know, when you take that action to have that conversation, and in your first meeting, nothing may come up, but here's the thing. You've asked questions, you've gained information, and you can start feeling managerial about your money and then take it from there. It is time well spent. I urge you to do it. And if you have serious questions about pending money-related situations, ask. 387-0094 is the number. 387-0094. McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, we will talk again tomorrow.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I'll be calling you from Palm Beach, Florida. I'll be down there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, coming home Friday. It's a pretty significant business conference. With some high-level asset management folks.
Hey, since you'll be in Palm Beach, have you ever been to the Flagler Museum?
No, I haven't.
Henry Flagler was considered the guy who basically founded Florida because he drove the railroad down the east coast of the state, and he was the guy that set it up for people who were cold in the Northeast to come down and, you know, get away from it. The inventor of the snowbird, if you will.
Huh.
And he built the railroad all the way down to Miami, and then from Miami drove it all the way down to Key West with his own money. And he started that, I think, in 1896 and finished it in 1913. Just before he died, he was able to take that train all the way to Key West. I wish that was still around. Now it's just a highway. Because that would be an amazing train trip to take.
You are not kidding.
But he was also a co-founder of Standard Oil and one of the richest men in America. But he did amazing things with his money. He wasn't just a hoarder or a cheapskate like Rockefeller was supposed to be. And his mansion, called Whitehall, is still available to the public. And it's a really fun place to tour. There's a lot of great stories in there. And I've been there a few times, and every time I go, I feel like there's ghosts in the place with me.
Oh, my gosh. So you said it's in Palm Beach?
In Palm Beach.
Right.
So, and that's not a giant area there, so when you check and ask about it, it's worth an hour or two of your time.
Man, that's awesome.
I don't get to advise you very often, so there you go.
That's right.
Well, you take care, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to talking with you from sunny Palm Beach the next few days.
Beautiful.
Take care, guys.
Alrighty.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Oh, God, they're at it again. I got to tell you, they never give up. Hi, who's this? I'm sorry I had to put you on hold.
Hi, it's Tracy. I was just calling to
Tracy!
Give you some traffic. Yes. I was calling to give you some traffic information.
Oh, well, let me get the attention-getting sounder on.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What'd you say? Ah, shut up.
Here's Tracy!
85 northbound, there's a car on fire just past the Perry Hill exit. I'm not sure if you can see it from where you're at or not.
You know what? I'm going to go down and check.
They're on the side of the road, but...
Well, but it's, you say it's smoking?
Yes, it's on fire.
All right. I will go down and take a personal look based on your tip and report back to our listeners. And while I'm down there, I may as well have a cigarette, right? So, Tracy,
I don't know.
Thank you. And for everybody that wonders why I keep calling her Tracy, I'm going to play the bit that inspired that before we head down to the traffic dungeon. Thanks for the info.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, and welcome to your automated breakup service. Press 1 to be broken up with in English. 2 para español.
What?
You have selected 1. If your name is Bill... Your girlfriend, Tracy, wants to break up with you. If you agree, press 1. If you want to try to save the relationship, press 2.
Who is this?
You have chosen 2. Sorry, though, it's over. Tracy thinks you are a loser with no future. If you want to just be friends, press 1. If you are a violent stalker, press 2, and a restraining order will be issued against you.
No, Tracy loves me.
A restraining order has been issued. If you want Tracy's phone number to be forwarded to your best friend, press 1. If you want to pine for her as you sleepwalk through a series of meaningless relationships, press 2.
Let me talk to a real person.
The phone number of a qualified counselor will be forwarded to you within 10 business days. Press 9 to end the relationship with dignity, or return to the main menu in a futile attempt to find out why this is happening to you.
Where's Tracy? Let me talk to Tracy.
Main menu. To get more information about why you have been broken up with, press 1 for sexual inadequacy, 2 for personality disorders discovered during the relationship, 3 if your partner found someone much better than you, 4 if you're a stupid loser who can't find a job.
No!
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Looks like most of that traffic on South Boulevard, where the accident was around Troy Highway, all gone now, so that's good. Don't see anything on I-85 that's going to give you any trouble. 65 looking real good. The rest of the boulevard, stop-and-go stuff like you'd expect this time of the day. 31s are looking really good. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC Vinyl Choir.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC Vinyl Choir wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. Lou Choir understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, Lou Choir is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC Vinyl Choir and Carrier. Visit acvinylchoir.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long, with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acvinylchoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC Vinyl Choir.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? Yes, sir.
My name is Blake.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? Do you wanna go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D Nice. Is there a D Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a bitch. You say your name right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Sehad.
That was definitely worth the wait.
It always is.
I have two lawyers in my office named Blake. And every time I see him, I crack up because I want to say Balake.
Oh, Jeff, who works for Blue Water on our country station and is the big voice on our rejoins, is we also call him Mr. Balake.
All right. Three big pieces of news today.
Okay.
All right. The death of Paul Allen.
Yeah.
Microsoft co-founder. The second is Variety thought that Leslie Stahl sucked in her interview against and that he owned her.
I actually have that article up. I was going to put it on Facebook.
Yeah. And the third bit of news that just came out is the ABC Washington Post generic ballot battleground state poll that has the Republicans up by a point.
Which group is this now? Because I was just looking at Brett Baer telling me that Dave Brett's
ABC Washington Post generic ballot poll for the battleground states.
Really?
R plus one. It's on hot air right now.
No kidding.
R plus one.
That's shocking.
So, yeah, well, I tell you, if you look at the way these polls are going, especially if you look at these Senate races, they're starting to run. The Republicans are starting to run away in the challenge districts now. The Tennessee, Indiana, Heller's now back up in his race by 7 in Nevada, and that was he's an incumbent. But there's four races, Senate races, that now have the Republicans comfortably ahead in Democratic districts.
Why is angry face Brett Baer telling me that Dave Bratt's in trouble in Virginia? That was Eric Cantor's.
Well, he's a congressman, right? Yeah. I mean, Brad's a congressman, and he was kind of in a weird district. But there's another congressional district that's a Democratic district in Virginia that's going Republican. So it might end up being a wash.
Hate to lose Dave Brad. I mean, he's a pretty good guy. Pretty strong.
Yeah, I hate to lose him, too. In fact, I knew his campaign manager, who was the Moneyball wizard that got him in. That's John Putner. John Putter's an Alabama boy, and John ran Dave Brat's campaign and figured out how to go target households to get him to defeat Cantor.
Mm.
We've got Alabama ties to Dave Brat. And John's a great guy. He's a wizard, too, when it comes to this stuff.
Chad, hold on one second. I just want to give people a traffic heads up because Tracy called before the break and said there was a car fire northbound 85. It's on northbound 85 under the Perry Hill bridge.
Ooh.
But traffic going southbound on 85 is also starting to slow down, I guess, so they can get a good look because nobody's ever seen a fire before.
Yeah. Well, you know how that goes, right?
Yeah.
So
I just wanted to confirm that. Thank you.
I find it hard to believe that we can have such a massive swing in the Senate races in favor of Republicans and not be telling us something about what also is going to happen in the House races.
I agree. You know? It makes no sense.
You would have to disbelieve it. And Trump tweeted out this afternoon, he said, there's something going on out there. He says, I have bigger crowds now than in 2016.
That's something that's been greatly overlooked. I remember, Obama he filled that stadium with 80,000 people at the convention.
Right.
And had some similar turnouts at other venues. But I remember there was a story a year in office, he went back to a place where he drew 40,000 people and got less than a tenth of the same number to turn out. That is not happening with Trump's. They are getting larger, if anything.
Larger and consistent and constant. And the thing about Obama is you'll remember this, almost every one of his major speeches after he got elected were at universities where he had a captive audience of students.
Right.
Right. And the students got class credit for going to the to hear him talk.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
What could make you smarter than listening to him?
Right. And, of course, you got a group of millennials, my son excluded, who, they're going to go, I would go see a president. I wouldn't care who it was. I'd love to go see a president talk, and I have, But I think that... And this weekend, McClatchy, which is no friend of Republicans, it's a liberal, outlet.
Yeah.
McClatchy starting to run an article. Democrats are starting to get nervous. Could they see a repeat of 2016? I bet you dollars to donuts, Greg, we're going to see a lot more of those type articles floating around in the next couple of weeks, because now we're looking at real polls, and of course their polls were lousy going into 2016. I don't think polling is an accurate science anymore.
I'll give you my theory on that, if you don't mind. I think that its inaccuracy has been skewed by fear, because we're all watching the news. We're watching people with conservative of opinion. People are conservative of opinion getting beaten in the streets by these Antifa a-holes who are hiding behind a mask. And, well, if you don't like what we think, we'll just beat you until you agree with us.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They're against the fascists. I believe that's how fascists come to power.
Yeah. Look at the poor old guy who was driving the silver Lexus in Portland this weekend and got his car bashed in, got a window bashed in by an Antifa guy. They wouldn't let him. He wasn't even part of it. He wasn't a protester. He wasn't anything. He's just trying to get through the dang city. And the stupid liberal mayor of Portland, instead of keeping the streets clear with the cops, basically let Antifa have their way. You know, and now he's like, oh, sorry, gosh, And I'm telling you, Americans, this whole meme that the Republicans out there about electing the mob if we elect Democrats, it's very effective. And the reason it's effective is because it's true. It's true. People are seeing these videos of Antifa and these rioters and these people banging on the doors of the Supreme Court building and screaming like they're possessed at in the middle of the Senate.
I'd heard about all that. When I finally saw the whole scene with clawing at the Supreme Court door, I was laughing at that. I mean, they're just flat out nuts.
But you've got to admit, this there is a certain sector of the real extreme left wing that these people are mentally ill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not saying some of us righties don't have ours either, but you don't see entire...
Well, I've had issues. I mean,
you don't have entire crowds of people climbing over, the barricades at the Supreme Court to scratch on brass doors.
Also know that if, as they're getting paid to do this, if they get arrested, their bail will be covered.
Maybe so. But
it's producing, it's producing the opposite of what they're trying to do. By the way, as we've been talking, I got a note from a listener who wants to know, what type of attorney are you? And my answer was going to be excellent, but...
A labor and employment attorney, labor and employment defense attorney,
labor
discrimination, wage and hour, that kind of thing.
All right.
Non-compete agreements, and then some general business litigation too. So.
I just sent the response.
Yeah, that's what I do. Not one of those rich plaintiff lawyers.
All I know is the next time I commit a crime, I'm calling him.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen.
If I have a traffic problem, I'm calling Branch Close. If I have commit a crime or there's
issue. Branch would be a good person to call. Yeah, I'm willing to tell you whatever problem you have, who a good attorney would be for you. Because if I don't do it, I can tell you who will. So that's just the kind of guy I am, Greg.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Fox News is trying to kill me or what. They're asking all these questions. Who would be better on healthcare? Who would be better on the internet? Oh, my God.
Give me a break.
I know.
All right, you guys have a great one, okay?
Thanks. Maybe they're just trying to throw Shepard Smith a little bone, so to speak. All right, next. I've had a bunch of people call or send me a message through Facebook asking about J&S. This is another way. It's sort of like Montgomery Paint and Body has become the house brand here.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's had their cars worked on them. J&S has been doing landscaping for so many of us here in the building, and man, are they good. They are so good at what they do and charge such a fair price for the work they do. You can't go wrong. 202-8760. They recently did Emily and Fiance's house, and in one word or less,
yay!
Thrilled with the outcome, as we have been, and so many others. That's J&S, John and Melissa Cato, two hardworking, absolutely awesome people, 202-8760.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Lots of doings out on 85 north and southbound. There is a car fire somewhere in the vicinity of Perry Hill Road. Couldn't see it. Walked outside, tried to find it, and not able to see it so far. But it is backing traffic up, and especially on 85 southbound, getting really slow right in here behind our studios. We're going to investigate that a little more. 85 northbound between South Union and Ann Street, looking really heavy through there, and from South Union down to the interchange, and also on 65 northbound, right at North Boulevard. We have a lot of traffic in there. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, unlock your special prize. The 2019 models have started to arrive. You can shop from home at Reinhard Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A teenager has been identified as the victim of Montgomery's latest homicide. Police say 17-year-old Jadavian Smith was shot and killed near the intersection of South Holt Street and West Jeff Davis Avenue Saturday night. He was pronounced dead at the scene. No arrests have been made. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has placed a moratorium on early paroles following concerns that the state parole board had freed violent offenders. Ivey announced the action in a press conference today with Attorney General Steve Marshall. A man convicted of killing four children by throwing them from an Alabama bridge has had his death sentence reduced to life imprisonment after tests showed he had an IQ of 51. A judge granted a request from prosecutors and defense lawyers to change Lam Lung's sentence to life imprisonment without parole. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some weather changes on the way as a frontal system moves into the state. That gives us a slight chance of showers in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 69. Tomorrow, scattered showers possible from time to time. A sun and cloud mix. I think there'll be more clouds than sun. And a high temperature probably in the middle 80s again tomorrow. Not as warm Wednesday with a high around 77. Slight chance of showers Wednesday. Then a nice day Thursday with sunshine and a high temperature in the upper 70s and lower humidity. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's my story? Well, it's a long story. My wife and I have been with Max since before my first daughter was born. Now we have three grown girls.
Oh, those girls are going to deal them fits. They're almost too pretty for their own good. I've known them since they were knee-high to a grasshopper.
Max has always been there. Now the oldest is getting married this summer, and the twins are off to college in the fall.
I heard the oldest is marrying an architect. I'm just so proud. And the twins going off to university, my goodness.
I don't know what we'd do without Max.
Oh, it's nothing much. I just helped him out with a few simple things, like a home equity line of credit and a money market deposit account for the wedding.
Sarah really knows her stuff, but even more important than that, she knows us. It's a relationship, and that's why I'll always trust Max. My financial institution.
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 410580. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tracy, thanks for the traffic.
Tracy, when I'm with you, something you do bounces me off the ceiling. Tracy, day after day, when you're this way, I get a loving feeling. Come with me.
Yeah.
Don't say no.
No.
Hold me close. Tracy, never let go.
Yeah.
Tracy, you're gonna be.
At 5:46. So I went back to the thinking stoop. Because Tracy was the one that called and told us about the car on fire on I-85 northbound under the bridge over Perry Hill.
Uh-huh.
The Perry Hill Bridge over the road, whatever the hell. It seems to be, they have been taken care of because the slowdowns that were building up southbound have now cleared. And I can't see northbound from the thinking stoop, but I would imagine it's moving a little bit better there. Crisis solved. We asked earlier if anybody went and saw First Man over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a movie I would have gone and seen. And maybe I'm just taking all of this just a little bit too seriously. But I found it insulting that they decided... What were the words they chose here? It's... their excuse for not showing the American flag on it. Gosling, a Canadian actor, too. Not that there's any, you know... Canadians are fine people. They drive like crap, but they are nice folks. Very friendly, very warm, especially Western Canada.
They really know their donuts.
Hortons.
Yeah, Tim Hortons, good stuff.
Love to have a Hortons donuts here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, hey.
Anyway... Here, if you're going to do a biopic on a man and an important event, which is what this is, can you just kind of stick with what actually happened and not reinvent the wheel here? He said, well, Gosling was the one, and I'm sure the producers of the film are thrilled with him for saying they intentionally omitted the planting of the American flag. That was a dumb thing to do. If he had said nothing... Some people might have noticed that, but they would have gone to see the movie. Quote, I think this was widely regarded in the end as a human achievement, and that's how we chose to view it. Well, stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard, it wasn't a human achievement. Not in the global sense. It was an American achievement. And that's not to say, my country's better than yours or any of that crap, but it was JFK... who said, we want to get a man to the moon and bring him safely back to Earth before the decade is out. And we did it. So, to that is deviating from the fact, from the truth of the story, to add this globalist bullshit view to it. And it turns me off. And I'm trying not to, you know, get too worked up over it. It's just a stupid movie. But it's very indicative of the thinking that goes on out there. Because in flyover country and all those wonderful small towns in the Midwest and the South where they have parades, I think of Prattville on the 4th of July, you know, and people come out with their flags and stuff, they don't see it that way. They don't see it as a human achievement. It was a mirror of American ingenuity and engineering, and sadly, help from a few Nazis. That's part of that story that just can't be denied because of Wernher von Braun and the others. But hell, at least they, and none of them, by the way, were war criminals. They were engineers devising weapons. They were not involved in concentration camps and things like that. And that's not to excuse being a member of the Nazi Party. I'm just saying our government chose to bring them here and take advantage of their wisdom. They were already making rockets. Sadly, those rockets are being used by the German military, by the Wehrmacht, to land indiscriminately all over England. Thousands of those, I think, were fired off. That's terror. Shooting, can you imagine what it would be like if some country had a rocket that could travel intercontinentally and we knew it was coming here but didn't know where? And the Brits put up with that during the last year of the war, the buzz bombs. Those were, you ever seen a movie about the buzz bombs?
No, I don't believe so.
The rockets came after the buzz bombs. The buzz bombs were self-propelled. They were drones that were launched by planes. And if you were in England and you heard, they made a very unique sound. I can't replicate it, but yeah, that's actually kind of close. Above, and if you heard the noise, you were okay. But if you heard the noise and it stopped, that meant you might be dead, because it ran out of fuel. That's how that thing was controlled. It was not aimed at anything in particular except the continent. And those were also not only very devastating, but a true terror weapon. But none of that worked. And, of course, Buzz Aldrin, who was the second man to walk on the moon, blasted the film, prompting a fierce backlash to it. It did $16 million over the weekend, and that movie, I think, probably had a chance to do 35 or 40 on its opening week. It now looks like it could be a serious money loser because they keep underestimating what people care about in this country. It's not the end of the world. Nobody's life is going to be better or worse because this movie came out. It's just indicative of a certain mentality that is not embraced by most of the people in the country. And I can't. I feel like it to an extent because I love Apollo 13, that I'm missing something. But I can't do it. I will not spend a dime of my own money to see that film.
Apparently there are a lot of American flags in First Man. I'm just looking it up. They just didn't have the one moment of...
That was the one that mattered.
Buzz Aldrin and Armstrong putting it in together because they're saying they're focusing on Armstrong's journey.
Uh-huh.
But there's, a shot I'm looking at right now of Armstrong looking up into the sky with the American flag hanging from his front porch in the foreground. It's kind of the...
I'm touched. I really am. That warmed me up considerably. I'm sorry. If Ryan Gosling had kept his mouth shut, this thing would be a post-mortem, on the film. Well, it was interesting. I noticed they didn't do the flag scene. That's what you would have heard. But when he said we left it out because we saw it as a human achievement and not one that was unique to America, well, that's where you screwed up. And you know what? They'll keep doing it because they just don't get it. And that was, that Aviator movie. Howard Hughes is an amazing, interesting American. There's a great scene in the film where he stands up to an evil old senator played by Alan Alda, who was really one of the original poster boys for Hollywood liberalism, back when liberalism was a little bit less radical than it is now. And Hughes just tells him off. It's great. But the movie was literally... not ruined, but yeah, I can't repeat my reaction on the air when I saw Alec Baldwin playing Juan Tripp. Really? Must have done some very heavy research on the casting for that. Even worse, though, and this is before we knew what a crazy person he was, the movie Pearl that came out in 2001. I went to see that the day it came out. I couldn't wait to see how they portrayed it. I was gravely disappointed because it was digital recreations. They used some actual aircraft, but most of the recreations, it was a video game. It was a joke. They had planes doing maneuvers and flying at speeds that were just not possible at that time. I've seen them reenact the bombing of Pearl Harbor with real planes at Midland, Texas, and they're not flying that fast, and they made it seem like they were in the middle of a 3D video game. But the worst, after the attack, and Ben Affleck, who was poorly cast, very poorly cast, had no business being with Kate Beckinsale, And the other guy, Josh Hartnett, who actually did look like a World War II guy. So they get assigned to the Doolittle Raid. And I was real eager to see how they recreated that. And who comes out as General Jimmy Doolittle? Alec freaking Baldwin. And even then, I thought, man, not only does he not look anything like Jimmy Doolittle, but everything he said just fell flat. Because you could tell he didn't mean it. I'm going. You have fun. What you got on the Joey Clark Radio Hour?
Oh, we're just going to have some fun.
That sounds like a good plan.
Maybe make fun of Elizabeth Warren some more.
Good. Good. This is the hotkey you'll need.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still an awful lot of traffic on 85 northbound from Perry Hill Road back through Ann Street and all the way back to Alabama State University. So be very careful coming up through there. If you're headed southbound on 85 from South Union down to the interchange, it's pretty busy as well. Also seeing some 65 northbound congestion right around North Boulevard and Atlanta Highway beginning to pick up the pace a little bit. Registration for spring semester 2019 will start November 19th and run through December 7th. Classes start January 9th at Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
At Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, they're celebrating their new showroom with a grand opening sales event. Meet their new team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Their best prices of the season, happening now during their grand opening sales event. New showroom, new team, new offers at Jack Ingram Motors on the Eastern Boulevard, Mercedes-Benz. It's time to love what you drive.
My heart keeps skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of a